This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're talking with Bonnie from Ocean Park Dog Training.
Today I'm chatting with Bonnie from Ocean Park Dog Training. Bonnie is the owner and head trainer and instructor for Ocean Park Dog Training. Thanks so much for chatting with me today, Bonnie.
So we'll start with, what is your position with Ocean Park Dog Training?
So I'm the owner of Ocean Park Dog Training, and I lead classes, I coach people and their dogs, I mentor the staff, and I counsel private clients who have dog problems.
I love that you say coach people, because I feel like I need more coaching than my puppy does, because I'm like, oh no, am I doing the right thing? Am I saying the right thing?
Yeah, exactly. It really is about the people, isn't it? I know from what people tell us, it's really hard for people to figure out what's good information. There's so much out there, you know, whether it's your friend, neighbor, the internet, you know, everyone's got some help for you, and it's really hard to pick through what's helpful and what really isn't. So we love helping our people with their dogs.
And when did Ocean Park Dog Training open?
I opened 10 years ago, and I was doing private clients. And I started thinking about, you know, after I kind of repaired the relationship and got things going, I wanted a couple of things. I thought about how maybe if the dog had had a better start as a puppy, maybe we could have avoided some of those problems. And then I also thought about, now that I've got that relationship, how can we keep it? And that's what led me to start Nosework classes, which is scent detection for pet dogs and super fun for everybody.
So why did you decide to become a dog trainer? Have you been a dog lover your entire life?
Oh, for sure. I'm sure that I was born that way. But so I've always been interested in dogs and learning and animal behavior. And I went to UBC and I studied to become a teacher. And part of my degree, I took some animal behavior courses because I was interested. And so I taught for 34 years in the Surrey School District. And I started volunteering at the Surrey SPCA back in 2002. And at that time, it was a super busy shelter. All of the ones in the Lower Mainland were really busy, lots of dogs. It was a great place for me to learn. And so I loved working with the dogs and fostering them, but there were so many behavior problems that I really didn't have the answers for. And then it was kind of this moment with one biting foster dog that we have named Pine, and I was just kind of like, there's got to be more. I have to get more education, because I want the answers.
Well, this is really amazing to hear, because, I mean, I've always been a dog person, but I've only ever just had dogs. I've never done any sort of training with my dogs like I could be a professional. There's no part of me that thinks that I could do that. But it's just so interesting, because I always thought in my mind that it was just like, oh, you know what? These are people that are just taking the time to see what works with their pet. But you went through so much training. It's like it clearly shows. Because I do feel like there are dog trainers out there who say that they're dog trainers, but they're just average people who have worked with a couple dogs and kind of feel that they know best. But you took classes, you took courses, you put the work in, you've worked at so many different places to gather all this knowledge and information to share with people. And that seems like a tool that is just so useful. And I've Googled this question millions of times, because, and I've noticed that so many puppy parents go through it. But what is your advice for a four-month-old puppy, or any puppy for that matter, that just wants to bite everything, including hands?
It's so, so challenging and frustrating and so, so normal. They start to lose their teeth when they're 4 months old, so they're teething. But the really big part of that is that puppies are learning how to use their mouth appropriately. So as puppies, I know you won't believe me on this, but they have actually small teeth and weak jaws. So their jaw muscles are not very strong. I know it's hard to believe that, but when we compare that to an adult dog, you know, an adult dog can crush bone potentially if they wanted to. They have, their jaws are that strong. So puppies are learning how to use their mouth appropriately so they don't do damage, and that's learned in puppyhood. And so they are putting their mouths on everything. They explore with their mouths. They play with their toys. They would play with their siblings with their mouth. They are learning how to have a gentle mouth so they don't do damage. And so as hard as it is, it's normal. And we've had lots of puppy parents who believe they have the most aggressive puppy in the world, but chances are they have a normal one. And one of the things that people say to us is, you know, the puppy biting is bad, and then it gets worse. and then it seems to taper off. So you might be on the getting worse stage, and when you get there, you know that you know it's coming to an end.
Okay, that makes sense. That's good to hear, and I'm glad to hear that it is just a hill that I need to get over. My boyfriend the other day was like, "Is this normal?" I was like, "I think so."
It really is, and it's hard, but it truly does get better. So just keep going. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate all that support. And I guess the last thing I'll ask right now is, what is the price range for your classes? I know that you have some online, you have private, you have group. What's kind of the range that people are looking at when training a puppy?
So, I mean, it really depends on the service. So I'd recommend people go to our website. We have all of our prices there for them. And it really varies depending on what service they're looking for. So I'd recommend just going there.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks, Jacqueline. That's lovely.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know an artist, business, or event that you would like to nominate, head over to pulsefm.ca to put them in the spotlight.